Dedicated to quality and service, Western Company of Texas has earned the reputation as the premier water transfer company in all the Barnett Shale. Their goal is to efficiently transfer water to your next completion job with the best service possible and can meet your water transfer needs anyplace, anytime, anywhere, 24/7. Western Company of Texas has a proven track record and has successfully completed thousands of water transfer jobs and can meet those last-minute deadlines. So if you're looking to transport water to your next completion job, then think Western Company of Texas and the guys with the green pumps. They cover all the Barnett Shale with locations in Cleburne, Ponder, Hyco, and Weatherford. Western Company of Texas has a large inventory of irrigation pipe and transfer pumps available and ready to meet all your water transfer needs. Western Company of Texas and the guys with the green pumps, committed to precision, performance, and competitive pricing. Excellence is not expensive, it's priceless. Call Western Company of Texas and the guys at the Green Pumps. They are the premier water transfer company in all the Barnett Shale. Call 940-648-3434. That's 940-648-3434.
Elissa Walker Campbell delivers sports the way you want it. Big names, bold interviews, beyond the X's and O's. Think big. The Big E Sports Show.
Elissa Walker Campbell, we want to welcome you back this weekend to the Big E Sports Show. And although much of our focus has been on college football, we are looking so forward to changing things up a bit and talking about my favorite subject. And of course, that is Sooner women's basketball, as their season is just about to get underway. And we are so delighted to welcome back into our program the queen of the court, the very dynamic, talented Sherry Cole, who will be looking to pick up right where her Sooners left off at last year's Final Four. Sherry, it's great to have you back this weekend.
Thank you so much, E. Great to be on.
Absolutely. Let's quickly recap. Tuesday night, you guys hosted your alma mater in Oklahoma Christian at the Lloyd Noble Center in an exhibition game. And I tell you, when I look at that score sheet, it was a game that was highlighted with a lot of offense. Six players scoring in double digits, 109 points. You guys had it rocking and rolling at LNC.
Well, we're going to be a team that can really only play one way offensively. We're not going to be a set up and make 30 passes kind of team trying to file it into one place or another. We're going to have five guys on the floor all the time who can score, and many of them have a green light as soon as they walk across half court. So there are going to be a lot of shots going up. In the first half against Oklahoma Christian, we took probably eight quick threes and made one. We were one for eight. And I know if people just walked in the door, they're like, what are these people doing there? This woman is crazy. But then the second half, we shot 66% from three and had those numbers up where we wanted them to be. But we want to push the basketball. We want to try to get easy shots before the defense gets set, and we want to take advantage of being able to spread the floor with a lot of shooters and hit people in defensive transition when they're most vulnerable. So if those shots go in, you're going to see some really high-scoring games.
Well, I've got to get out there. I got to see this game, the transition, getting up and down the floor. And I have to ask you, because coming into the season, it is another year of big expectations. You guys are loaded with talent. But take us inside the paint, Sherry. Gone is, you know, Courtney and Ashley. Who is emerging? Who will fill the void in the paint?
Well, there's no doubt that you can have the greatest guards in the country, but unless you have a center who can do her job, you're not going to have a lot of success. At the end of the year, when we get to postseason play, everybody, it boils down to half-court offense. Can you execute? Because the teams that are left standing are going to shore up defensive transition. They're not going to give you easy shots. And so the question is, what will you do then, and how will you score then? A lot of it for us is going to be based on offensive IQ. We're not going to have a post player that puts up the incredible numbers like Courtney did, and nor do we need to do that. We have very able perimeter guys, but our post player still has to be able to seal the defense and catch and function with angles around the rim and be a good screener and a good second cutter, and that type of play really falls into line with the three guys that we have who play the five spot for us. Abby Lajuan obviously is in her senior season, but really her first season of getting much playing time because of following Courtney and Ashley. And then two freshmen, Joanna McFarlane and Lindsay Kloman. And all three of these guys are very literal. They'll do exactly what you tell them to do. So if their job is to set a screen, they're going to set a great screen. If their job is to go and pin their defender under the rim, they're going to go and pin their defender under the rim. They're all capable scorers. Lindsay and Joe, both excellent three-point shooters in addition to their skills around the basket. So the way we're playing actually fits right in with them as well. It's the best way to play for our backcourt, but I think it's the best way to play for our frontcourt as well.
I want to hear a little bit more, as you had just talked about, the versatility of Lindsay and Joanne McFarland. But Abby, she had 17 points and 6 rebounds on Tuesday night. And as I understand, Sherry, she really worked hard in the offseason. She came in this year in terrific shape. And what kind of things did she do to better herself and to elevate her level of play?
Well, you know, Abby's decision, most seniors wake up and go, okay, this is the last go-around I've got. What can I do? And Abby sort of had the insight to think through that about halfway through last season, and she began to lose some weight down the stretch of postseason play. And after season was over, she really committed herself to better eating habits, getting herself in better condition to be able to create a fitness level that would give her an opportunity to be successful. Over the summer, she made the decision to not go away and pursue some internships, which she had some incredible opportunities to do so. But she decided to stay here in July and be committed to her own fitness regimen. She went out on her own accord and joined, the name escapes me of what it is, early in the morning at 5 o'clock, joined this little club of people who got up and got after it. They did everything from kickboxing to real boxing to running hills to doing setups. They did it all. And she got herself in fantastic physical condition, which then gives her a chance to be successful. And just as we saw last year with Ashley, when you do that, when you put yourself in a position to feel like you deserve success, not only do you accept your opportunities quicker, but you have a confidence level that you didn't have before. And it's both because of what you just achieved. I mean, when you lose weight and get in shape, there's nobody but you that did that. Nobody but you. So that confidence is very true, and it's very genuine, and it's very personal. And then, as we all know, the more confident kids are, the quicker they learn, the better they improve. So she just put herself in a great position to be able to enjoy success. And she was fantastic against Oklahoma Christian on Tuesday night. She did foul out, and I warn people a lot that this could happen because she is aggressive.
I mean, even like her dad.
No matter what, she's going to be aggressive. And yet she did. She was very controlled on offense. She made an impact. She had several deflections defensively. She just really played at a nice rhythm and pace.
And, of course, Abby Olajuwon is who we were talking about, the daughter of the NBA Hall of Famer, Akeem Olajuwon. And we are going one-on-one with Sherry Cole. Of course, it was a banner year for her Sooners in 2008. She was the Big 12 Coach of the Year, took her team to the Final Four. And before we get too far into our interview, we do have to recognize our premier corporate sponsor. That is our friends and folks at Western Company of Texas. And you can find their website on our website. That is at eradiosports.com. Now, quickly, Sherry, just another question about Abby Olajuwon. You know, you were talking about her confidence level. She feels really good about herself right now. But what about the boost in confidence? You know, those daily battles last year with Courtney Paris, what better training are you going to get than going against, you know, the premier player in the country?
Well, you know, that's exactly right. Sometimes we have to remind kids, though, that you are going against maybe one of the best low block players in Division I history. You have to remind them of that because it can be kind of a precarious road that you go down in that you don't win very many battles and your confidence suffers, and it's hard for you to remember how good she is because she's on your team and you play against her every day.
Yeah.
We had a similar circumstance on Tuesday night playing against Oklahoma Christian. They have a fantastic little NAIA point guard, Caitlin DeCamp, and Danielle took it from her repeatedly. And after the game, I made sure and said, you're not going to play against anybody like Danielle Robinson. You know, that you have to understand the quality of the people that you're going against and how much better they will make you, even if you have some failure. And that's the thing with Abby. And, you know, maybe she can't get her shot off all the time against Courtney in practice last year, and maybe she's having trouble defending Courtney. But now when she takes the floor and catches it at the block and goes to score, she's not going against Courtney every time. She's obviously going to go against some bigger defenders than her. She is just 6'3", and these days we're seeing 6'5 and 6'6 routinely at the post. But she has a nice release about her. She can go left or right. I challenged her at halftime of the OC game. You've made every one of your baskets going left. You can guarantee that Steph's talking at halftime about make her turn right. And so promptly in the second half, she caught it and calmly turned over her left shoulder and used her right hand and can do those things. So she's going to have a chance to be effective, and obviously going against the caliber of competition that she has for 3 years has put her in that position.
You're listening to the voice of Sherry Cole talking Sooner women's basketball, and just a moment ago you had highlighted a couple of your other fresh faces, the new post players in Lindsay Kloman and Joanna McFarland. Will we look to you going a little bit deeper in your bench? I mean, what kind of rotation are we going to see this year?
we have a little bit of a coach's dream this year, E. I have 10 players in uniform,
wow,
and they're all going to get to play. I won't have anybody sitting over there being sour-faced about whether or not they get in the game, because they're all going to play.
Okay.
We can expect each one of them to do what they do extraordinarily well. Lauren Willis is going to play a lot. She was a walk-on that I eventually scholarshipped. She can flat shoot the three. I mean, she's right there with Whitney. In every shooting drill that we do, and sometimes ahead of both Whitney and I, she can just really put the ball in the basket. And she's not going to break a lot of people down off the dribble, and she's not going to be a defensive stopper, and she's not going to lead us in rebounds, but she can make open threes, and she'll play to do that. Joanna and Lindsay, very similarly, will have gifts that they do. Both of them have proven already that they can be fantastic screeners. Well, when you have a team full of potent three-point shooters, the best compliment you can possibly have is a fantastic screener. Both of those guys have figured that out. And in the first exhibition game, Joe hit a three. In the second exhibition game, Lindsay hit a three. So they're both already showing that they have the ability to do that. So their versatility is going to be the thing that we'll look for from them. You put them in a situation against a low-block defender that doesn't want to come out on the perimeter. We'll let those guys pop out and shoot a little bit. So everybody's going to have a little bit of a different role, but what they bring is going to be important to the final product.
Let's go from the inside to the outside. The Sooners' strength certainly is its perimeter, and leading the charge is your junior point guard in Danielle Robinson. And she really had a breakout season as a sophomore and established herself as one of the nation's top players.
You know, she did. You're exactly right. I think she grew up right before our very eyes over the course of last season as only a sophomore. She learned how to lead her team and how to actually manipulate a game, how to manage the clock, how to provide the right spurts and the right amount of calm. There are a lot of nuances to being a point guard, and she really did grow in all those areas. But sometimes, even as her coach, and I watch her every single day, you sit there on the bench and you just go, wow, what are you supposed to do about that? You know, we had a stretch in the first exhibition game, and I said, D-Rob, we were gone four possessions without scoring. I just simply said that to her as she was coming back on defense. Very next possession, she just calmly brings the ball down the floor and does a little head and shoulders change of speed and gets to the rim, and there's not a darn thing anybody can do about it, anybody on the opposing team or anybody else. And you just kind of look around and go, isn't it nice to be able to say we need a basket, go get me one? It's just, she's a special talent. She made a move in the OC game that I looked at Jan and said, you know, you just want to clap. You just want to stand up and clap for her, because that wasn't anything any of us did. She is just gifted, and she knows how to use her God-given athletic ability and has put the work in, definitely, to have the skill set to accompany that. But she's special, and you know how I hang on to special point guards. I am trying to live every single second of these final 2 years I have with her.
The other young lady that is extremely special, of course, is Whitney Hand. We know her so well down here in Texas. Certainly a stick of dynamite, but I like to draw the comparison, Sherry. I think she's like the Mary Lou Retton of women's basketball. I mean, that smile, that energy she brings, it really steals your heart.
You're absolutely right. She's probably most famous for her three-point shot, but everybody has fallen in love with her smile. I told her at the beginning of the year, if I'd had a dollar for every time someone had told me or sent me an email or a note talking about the joy that she plays with, I would be a wealthy, wealthy woman, and I could be laying on a beach in the Virgin Islands right now. She plays the game with abandon. She loves what she does, and she's a very emotional player, so you see that on her face. And she's very, very talented. She's quickened her release. She's really worked in the off season at getting to the rim. I gave her some grief last year about being such a fantastic three-point shooter and that being the greatest secret in the history of the world, because she never got to shoot, or a free throw shooter, because she never got to shoot free throws in games. I think she went through Big 12 play and attempted 8 free throws in the entire Big 12 season. Challenged her to get to the rim and show off that ability to make traditional three-point plays and to get other teams in foul trouble, and she's been fantastic at attacking the rim early in the year here. So you'll see that. I think you'll see more of her mid-range game, her putting the ball on the floor and shooting pull-up jumpers from 15, 12 feet. She's a very, very versatile offensive player. And all that being said, in the exhibition against Oklahoma Christian, she led our team in steals with 7. So not much that she can't do on the floor.
Sherry, I know you're very protective of all of your players. I understand that she did some skydiving in the offseason. How'd you let her get away with that one?
Ask permission. I found out after the fact.
Shame on her.
Exactly. It's funny, earlier in the year, I had heard a rumor that she was going to go hot air balloon ride, and I said, whoa, not happening. It's the middle of season. We're not going in the air. We're all going to stay on the floor, take care of our business. And then in the off season, she did the little skydiving thing, and I have a great deal of respect for her for that. I asked my son just last night, ironically, would you ever want to skydive? And he said, yeah, it sounds awesome. And I said, not me. I have zero desire for that. I have enough risk and reward here in my daily life. I don't think I need to go to the sky to do it.
We're keeping Sherry Cole long. Just a couple more quick questions. We did want to talk to you about, as far as your schedule. Once again, you guys have such an ambitious, a very demanding schedule, and you're going to be on the road at Georgia and then also in Knoxville. That's the game I need to go to. All my family's there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Now that you say that, I do remember that. We have, once again, one of the toughest schedules in America, and we plan for that. However, this year's got just a little bit tougher because we had drawn up a contract to go to the Virgin Islands and be a part of that tournament over Thanksgiving without knowing who the other participants were because, you know, you just sign up for it and you never know. We found out last spring who the other participants were, and it's basically a mid-March type tournament with everybody who's participating in tournaments in the top 25. So we could play we'll play Notre Dame, we'll play San Diego State, we'll play South Carolina. So that added to an already ridiculously rigorous pre-conference schedule, but we'll be prepared. That's the thingy. When conference play comes around, we'll know exactly what we're good at and exactly what we're not good at, and hopefully we'll be able to play more toward our strengths.
And, of course, the folks down here, the Horned Frogs, they're going to come up to Norman.
Yes, I believe it's
the 21st?
Saturday, so not very long. And always, Jeff Mitty does a great job, and they're always a team to be reckoned with. And I'm frankly quite glad that game's in Norman and not in Fort Worth. We always have a battle down there, and I'm sure they'll be ready for us here as well.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Sherry, good luck. We'll have our eyes on you, and we'll catch up with you again real soon.
Thank you, E. Appreciate you as always.
Absolutely. We're going to step aside. Jason Peter will be up next right here on the Big E Sports Show.